The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, eviction notices issued by landlords rose by 41% in the last 3 months of 2025 compared to the same period the previous year. That's according to the Residential Tenancies Board. This was ahead of the state's new rental rules coming into effect on the 1st of this month. In a moment, we'll get reaction from the Labour Party's spokesperson on housing. But first, we're joined by Michael Byrne, Associate Professor at UCD School of Social Policy, Social Work and Social Justice, and also author of Beyond Generation Rent. Michael, thanks indeed for talking to us. What do you make of these figures? Is there a danger of reading too much into them?
I think there is a danger of reading too much into them. Certainly they signal that there's been an increase in evictions or notice of terminations, and that likely is related to the new rules for the rental sector, as you mentioned. But overall, today's figures show an increase of about 18-20% on the longer term average, meaning the 3 year period for which we have data. So it's a big increase, and it's a worrying increase. But remember, we were already seeing evictions of between 4,000 and 5,000 each quarter. We have been seeing that for 3 years now. So it's not that this has come out of nowhere. And let's also bear in mind that the purpose of the new rent rules, at least as they pertain to security of tenure, is precisely to protect tenants from these types of evictions. So that has to be part of the analysis as well.
So do you believe when you bring in those kind of restrictions that make it harder and give people greater security of tenure, that maybe there's inevitability that in advance of that, some landlords will exit the market?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't have said an inevitability, but that seems to be what's playing out. There's a bit of a mystery in that landlords who have currently have tenancies or had tenancies which began before the beginning of this month, those tenancies aren't actually affected. So it's only tenancies that begin since the beginning of this month that come under the new rules. So there was really absolutely no objective reason for a landlord with a pre this month tenancy, so to speak, to leave. It does seem, however, that these new rules have kind of, maybe there's a bit of a straw that broke the camel's back effect for a cohort of landlords who were already quite fed up, quite burnt out, mm-hmm. and are seeing this as a kind of a signal that it's time to leave. If that proves to be a short-lived phenomenon, then the whole sector should kind of stabilize, if you like, once the new rules bed down. Alternatively, that it might not be a short-lived phenomenon, which will indicate a bigger problem.
Okay, I think we can also be joined by Conor Sheehan, Labour spokesperson for Housing, Local Government and Heritage. Your reaction...
Good evening, Shane.
Hi, Conor, how are you doing? I think it was you that used the term the greatest number of evictions since the famine. That's a pretty emotive term, isn't it?
It is a pretty emotive term, but it's also an accurate term. If you look at the figures in the round cumulatively for the last 3 or 4 years, I mean, last year we saw 20,033 notices of termination issued. So that's equivalent to the population of Swords. That's up from 16,500 in 2024. So the figures are increasing. All the while, homelessness is increasing, and each person who gets a notice of termination, you know, say, for example, if the landlord is selling the property, and if you look at the figures in Q4 of 2025, over 3,600 of them were a case where the landlord was going to sell the property. But government have also restricted the grounds for local authorities to do a second-hand acquisition or a tenant in situ on the property. So this is only going to increase homelessness and unfortunately increase the number of people in emergency accommodation.
Do you accept that some of these increases, and we don't know for definite, I don't know how much of Michael's initial thoughts you could hear, but do you accept that some of this is down to the newer regulations coming in and the fact there will be greater security of tenure for tenants? I'm presuming you don't disagree with the idea of greater security of tenure for tenants.
Well, The first thing I would say is that some of this is probably because, as Michael said, there are a cohort of landlords, people who are, say, for example, getting older, aging out of the system. The nature of the rental market is changing. And if you look at the RTB data, it does show a move every year, a 10% shift in favour of larger institutional landlords. But my concern is that, you know, the conditions that are there around no-fault evictions for larger landlords, which I welcome, by the way, are not there for tenants of smaller landlords. And as I said, over 3,600 of these were in cases where the landlord wanted to sell the property with vacant possession. And my concern is that with the market rent reset element of the new legislation, we're already seeing a preemptive surge in evictions, for example, in Galway, in Ballyban, in Limerick, on Lord Edward Street, my own constituency, and obviously the one in Wexford that was then withdrawn.
Well, it was withdrawn, we should say. Michael,
yeah, it was withdrawn.
Michael, your response to that, your reaction to that?
Yeah, I mean, I essentially agree with all that. I mean, the key question, I think, is how does one transition to a scenario where we have much greater security of tenure for tenants without provoking this kind of disruption, if you see what I mean? It was always going to be a challenge.
It's a great
question.
It's a great question. And I'm not being in any way smart or glib here. Do you have an answer, or is there an answer to it?
No, I don't think there is an answer. I mean, you know, I think what the government have done in part is like the pain that some landlords might be feeling in relation to the stricter rules on security of tenure is or should be offset by the fact that rents have been partially deregulated. So it arguably that's the balance. And I guess time will tell whether or not that is actually a balance which amounts to a sustainable private rental sector, or if we see some smaller landlords we're continuing to withdraw from the market.
Okay, Conor Sheehan, what's your view on if you can, how do you do that transition? I'm not putting words into Michael's mouth, but I think he's saying there's always going to be a bit of fallout when you do make that transition.
There is always going to be a bit of fallout, and that's why I proposed a rent break mechanism when the legislation was going through, which the minister didn't accept, which is that an emergency break would kick in if rents went upwards of 10% within a 3-year period. Because the issue with this legislation...
But see, then the problem is, sorry to cut across you, Conor, is the problem then from the landlord's perspective, you have all stick and no carrot, and that's just going to increase the number of landlords exiting the market.
I don't accept that, because you're moving, first of all, towards larger, more institutional landlords, and they don't actually sell their assets. And there are a cohort of smaller landlords that are leaving anyway. And I mean, in Scotland in 2017, they tightened up the grounds for eviction significantly, and it didn't actually lead to an exodus of landlords. People just adapted to the system that was there. I think the key question is, we need a system that gives stability for renters, and also to a certain degree for landlords, because one of the issues...
Do we not have that under these new guidelines?
Well, it remains to be seen, because if rents kick upwards of between 15% and 20% and 25% under the market reset mechanism, then no minister is going to be able to politically withstand that pressure, and we're going to have this minister or some other minister back in two and a half years looking at this again. And I mean, it's changed 8 or 9 times within a decade, and I think the chopping and changing is one of the reasons that if you speak to landlords, they'll tell you why they are leaving.
Okay, Michael Byrne.
Yeah, I think the chopping and changing is the key point, and that's where the big concern is in terms of the partial deregulation of rent increases, because if we do return to very high levels of rent increases that we were seeing up until 2018, 2019, then a huge amount of pressure will come on the government to do something new, especially coming up to the next general election. And that's the last thing we need, because what we need is some kind of stable framework that can give certainty and that works for both landlords and tenants. And I think we probably, with the new rules, probably have a large component of that as far as the protections against evictions go. But the rents are still going to be a huge problem, because there's going to be, people are talking about a tsunami of evictions, but there's going to be a tsunami of headlines about rent increases over the next two, three years.
And how do you feel about Connor's line about it, the greatest number of evictions since the famine?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's, look, to be honest with you, when I've spoken to a lot of tenants during the course of my research, and when you talk to people about the impact of eviction, it becomes clear that it is an extremely emotional topic, and it does merit that type of language. I don't know if that's not a statement. I'm not a historian.
Does it actually mean that, you know, common sense or rational thinking is trumped by emotion? Is emotion a good policy, or a policy led by emotion, is that good policy?
I do think that, to be quite frank with you, I think a policy led by values is a good policy. But that notwithstanding, there is a lot of reactive policy making, both in terms of government and in terms of the proposals from the opposition. For example, an eviction freeze or a temporary ban on evictions and a temporary rent freeze, which I would see as being a very knee-jerk reaction. So I do think the conversation should be 100% focused on what does the optimal sustainable scenario look like.
Okay.
So we'll see in the coming days and weeks, we'll see loads of pushbacks from landlords, organizations and others saying this shows that the new measures are a failure, etc. But we have to look at all of the issues in the round.
Fair.
And try to come up with the best balance.
Connor, I out of fairness, I should give you a chance just to respond on that question that I did ask of Michael about using emotive terms like the highest level of eviction since the famine. Is there a danger that could trump good, sensible, common sense, rational policies?
Well, I suppose the first thing I'd say, Shane, is I used that term because it's accurate by looking at the figures that I have in front of me and comparing them to the figures back then. But also, I was trying to, by using that, I was trying to get government to actually take this seriously. I mean, in response to me today...
Well, they are taking it seriously, are they not? I mean, they brought in measures. You can disagree with them, and many people do, but they have taken action, and fairly decisive action that we'll see in time if it works or not.
But they've taken action which leaves renters by way of the market rent reset very vulnerable to double digit rent increases. And I think that's more likely than unlikely. So there are parts of the legislation that I welcome, but there are parts of it that I absolutely do not. And I try to counter that with my amendments. That's why I came up with the amendment for a rent break, because I thought that was a good middle ground by which government and opposition could agree.
Connor, we do have to leave you there, but thank you indeed for talking to us. Connor Sheehan, their spokesperson on housing for the Labour Party, and Michael Byrne, Associate Professor at the School of Social Policy, Social Work and Social Justice, UCD.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.